Good morning, everybody. Hello, hello. Let's see is everybody here? Are we live?
Hang on. Did George just get out? No. Is he good?
All right, cool. Hi, everybody. It's the chickens. So, our chickens, I think, are pretty sick. So, I'm not going to do a super long stream today, and I'm a little sick, too. Hey, Bob, I'm definitely not, I'm a little under the weather today, but I want to still do a stream because that's what you do, you know, you keep on keeping on. And we have four quarantine chickens now, so I'm going to show you guys a cartoon, the original Chicken Little. Should be interesting stuff, but I may be having to kill a lot of chickens today, which is not a good time. It's kind of a bummer. Is George out? There's so much chaos happening right now. I have to clean out the chicken coop and sterilize everything, and we have to get antibiotics. Wilco doesn't sell antibiotics anymore because the FDA 3 years ago said you can't, you know, sell anything helpful that will help your... I shouldn't be sarcastic. Yeah, my theory about vaccines going off the charts is I don't think it's as nefarious as people think. I think it is very harmful to take all these vaccines at once for your babies, but, I think it's because of immigration and open borders. People know what kind of, sicknesses are coming, and, watching this plague just wipe out my flock of chickens is pretty mind-blowing. Because if you think about it as like a human society, if you are mixing, you know, it's just because we brought in three meat birds. Big mistake. We've learned a lesson. Yeah. Sarcasm is funny, though. Yeah, but it's dangerous. Satire is good, not sarcasm. It's a population control agenda. They don't work. I don't think it is, Tons More Cowboy. I understand why you think that, but I don't think so. I think that because of all the disease that comes over the borders now and all the mixing, I think that our farmer, like we're being farmed, obviously. They want us alive to pay taxes and to work and all that stuff, you know? And so I think it's crazy how bad it is to import tons of people from all over the world to an area. Like the amount of illness that you are exposed to is unreal. Like I watch it with chickens. It's taking out my chickens right now. And so I think that the vaccine agenda is to just throw as much at the wall as you possibly. No, Red Pill Rooster will be fine. Red Pill Rooster's in his, we have three different coops. It's just the main egg producing coop is, has AIDS. You put diatomaceous earth in the feed to kill the bugs? No, I don't know what that is. Antibiotics used to be easy and dirt cheap for livestock. Yeah, and you can't now. They give seven vaccines at once because diversity of people will never come back. Yeah, I think that vaccines are harmful to your babies, especially in the quantities that they tell you to get. I don't think the agenda is population control. I think the agenda is globalism is going to cause so much plague and outbreaks that they're just trying to throw as much shit at the wall as they possibly can. Who let Stephen cry in the chicken coop? That's hilarious. If you give your chickens antibiotics, don't eat the eggs. We won't. You get Red Pill Rooster? No, no. Red Pill Rooster, he ain't going to die. They can't sue the vaccine manufacturers. Right. And that's the purpose. Soft kill. It's not to kill us. It just isn't. It's, as a livestock owner, I see it as a frantic attempt to, it just isn't going to work though. I don't know. Whatever. As I said earlier, I'm a little under the weather, so if I seem a little grumpy, it's because I'm very nauseous. I woke up this morning to work out. Had a nice smoothie. Jumped a lot of rope, trying to get in good shape. And I just feel horrible. Do your chickens ever go crazy from being cooped up? No, they're free range all the time. They're going to free range all day today as I clean out the coop and disinfect all of it. Would be comical if Red Pill Rooster actually died. He ain't going to die. Bill Gates disagrees. Yeah, I know. Dude, I know. I showed those clips years ago. I'm not new to any of this. I'm telling you what I believe. You can think what you want. I think that there is certain types of injections they give to people to sterilize them. I think Bill Gates has done that in Africa and people have done that in India. I don't think that's what's happening in America. I think America is the whore of the world. And they want to send as many low-wage workers as they can here. And so they're frantically trying to inoculate the population from disease. That's what I think it is. And you can be like, well, Bill Gates doesn't think. Yeah, I know. I played those clips literally over a year ago when people were like, how dare you? I've been sick the past couple days, too. I think something's going around in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, it's crazy. I just feel like I'm going to puke. It's in the Airbnb. People sick in PDX. Yep. You should all know that he ain't going to die. No, he ain't going to die. No. Look into setting up coops that you can move daily over grass. You don't have to deal with cleaning the coops. Yeah, we have that. Red Pill Rooster is actually in one of those coops. But we have 45 chickens in it. You can't move that around. And to deal with the predators like weasels, I don't want to sound anti-Semitic, but weasels exist. And we have a very, very strong coop. I have some news stories that are going to blow your mind. Globalization by the globalist regime, NWO. Right. And so they're just trying to give you every possible vaccine, and it's just horrible for the kids. Hope you don't lose too many birds. Same here. Vaccination should never be mandatory. Major red flag. Yes, it is. You should be able to isolate yourself from... But here's the thing. If you live in a major city, like, you're going to be exposed to some serious bugs. But I believe in not vaccinating and living in a rural environment without meeting a ton of people all the time. There's a disease in Washington. It's called Seattle. It's funny. All the bears keep Owen fast recovering their prayers. Oh, it's fine. Don't even worry about me. I'm just a normal, grumpy, sick guy. Your chickens eat slugs? Yes. Is that a bad thing, Shava Bear? What vaccines do you believe are beneficial? I have no idea. None. I'm not an expert. I'm just letting you know that that's what I think it is, because that's what the motivations seem like what it is. Is Red Pill Rooster being extracted? Well, Blue Pill Rooster has his eye on him. But your kids are vaccinated? Yes, but the rest of my kids won't be. Shapiro is controlled opposition. Oh, guys, Shapiro's about to be one of the most hated people in America if this goes through. Look at this. Paul Joseph Watson. Rumors are swirling that Tucker Carlson's sudden vacation from his Fox News show is actually a suspension, with some even suggesting that Ben Shapiro could ultimately take his place. If Ben Shapiro takes the place of Tucker Carlson, he will be the most hated man in America. Mark my words. He will, like, Tucker Carlson is beloved. Because they did suspend Tucker, obviously. If they replace him with a Jewish neocon, it's like, Shapiro's just going to be despised. Natural pest control. Fox is toast. No, it's not. Tucker, you can't cuck the tuck. But there's something even crazier in the news. I've never played the lotto because I've always thought it was a tax for stupid people. But I didn't realize it was this crazy. So Devin Stack posted this. Jeffrey Epstein won the Oklahoma Powerball lottery July 2nd, 2008. Trust keeps Powerball winner a mystery. Only Lotto Commission knows who is now the 29.3 million. Okay, the lottery in 2000, it's just so fraudulent. The Jewish criminal enterprise in America runs the lottery, and it's just the greatest money laundering operation there is. Understand what this means. There could be a class action lawsuit against the state of Oklahoma for every single person who's ever bought a lottery ticket. That's fraud on a ridiculously deep level. Vaccination is not immunization. I don't think, just stop. Guys, I'm pretty sick today, so can we not bicker about nothing? Epstein won the lottery twice. Yeah, no. It's money laundering. And then you have Alex Jones saying that it's the Muslims. You know, I get why my chickens are probably, you know, they're probably better off than Alex Jones right now. Ridiculous fraud. Yeah, that it's, think about all the people who bought the tickets and they just kept paying off Jeffrey Epstein, because this is how money laundering works. So you have the ADL and the SPLC are also money laundering operations. So here you have the SPLC right now, Southern Poverty Law Center. Morris Seligman Dees, SPLC co-founder, fired for allegations of raping his own stepdaughter. Richard Cohen resigned 9 days later after allegations of sexual misconduct and racial discrimination. And Rhonda Brownstein resigned. You know, it's a mess. And it, why? Because the ADL and the SPLC are Jewish-run organizations, and it's for money laundering. So when people give giant donations, quote-unquote, it's not because from the bottom of their heart, they really want Rhonda Brownstein to get another 50,000-square-foot home. It's because if you pay these people off, you can avoid jail time for your crimes. Didn't Gavin sue them? Yes. So understand that, again, I always say this, don't take anything in your own hands or you screw everybody. Just, it's about not engaging in criminal activities. Don't gamble. Don't take loans. Don't, you know, if you just stay away from the criminal enterprises, you'll survive and you will, the black pill, the black just slipped out, BB. Whoa, the black just slipped out? I don't know what that means. If I seem a little despairing today, it's not the news. It's I'm sick. Lottery equals Jewish scam machine. It always has been. It always has been. Never accept socialist agenda. Never. Yeah, don't look at dirty videos. It's just like, some Muzzies won a suit against the SPLC. Good. Good for them. ACLU is a Jewish-run corrupt also. Yeah, so is the NAACP. So is all of it. BB, is the SPLC doing to Little Hats what Madoff did? Bilking them, then terrifying them? Yes, Hats do it to each other all the time. Did you hear about Don Lemon? Yes, I did. Does he know what black pills are? No. Oh, you mean like despair? I feel like I'm about to puke on my piano. Has nothing to do with the hats. I find a lot of this stuff funny. Clintons are extracting millions from the banks they endorse. Yes, 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 yes. So again, Jeffrey Epstein won the Oklahoma Powerball lottery. That's unbelievable. Even for someone like me who kind of knows about the level of corruption, that's unbelievable. Yeah, of course, don't take the ticket. If you engage in any way with these people, one of the worst sins you can do is killing, you know, violence, all of that. That's magnifying the sins. I'm just letting you know that all gambling is fixed. It's all a lie. When you take the ticket of gambling, when you take the ticket of watching dirty movies, when like getting a loan, it's like you're part of it, and that's when your life goes to hell. If you don't, you're fine. What happens to Don Bitter Little Lemon? Oh, he sexually assaulted a man in a bar. It was just so stupid and disgusting. It's not even worth talking about. Didn't Epstein win twice? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein won the Mega Lotto twice. Black Bill Rooster was suicided. Hope you feel better soon. Oh, I will. It's fine. I just, we also have a plague going around in the chickens. So a respiratory illness. If anyone has any advice I know there's a lot of chicken farmers that listen to the stream. We've already quarantined the sick ones. We're going to scrub down the coop. But I don't want to lose 45 chickens. That would just suck. Monoculture is a recipe for disaster, like saying never put all your eggs in one basket. I don't know what that means. Owen has bird flu. Baby, I take water-soluble 1,000 mega. All right. Thank you for that. The damn Serenists are really hating my connection. Have to watch on unauthorized. Yeah, watch on unauthorized. Boomer, do you think they'll try to take your own Crowder? I don't know what you're talking about. Jeff Epstein won the lotto twice without even playing. Yeah, it's crazy. The video of Lemon drunk during New Year's show is all you need to know. Well, he's a vicious, vicious, vile sodomite. Get the chicken more sun and bugs. They're outside all day. Thank you, though, James. More ventilation in the coop. The coop is ventilated. Kill the sick ones clean and put fresh dirt. Hey, yes, that's what I'm going to have to do. And I like these four heads. I have to chop all their heads off today. Lemon Man bad. Is there any hope for these chickens? Should we let them chill for a couple days and see if they get better? Bone broth is fantastic for nausea. Yeah, don't worry about me at all. I'm talking about the chicken. Medicated feed. Yeah, well, oregano oil is awesome for viral. Don't confuse me and the chickens. I need advice for the chickens, not for me. Will the chickens potentially get better if I keep them quarantined? I don't want to have to kill. There's a couple leghorns that I think are pretty cool. Your goats were recently vaccinated. They could have shed to your. Try, see if it's because we got some meat birds from an auction. Like idiots, we put them in the main population. Hey, Owen. Hang on. It's unbelievable. Never feels good to kill your stock. No, it sucks. Steam clean. Add colloidal silver to their drinking water. That is for chickens. Is it good? Apple cider vinegar in their water. Hey, Love, did we put vinegar in their water?
Yeah, I did a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar.
Stay away from the chickens. You'll just get them more sick. You can use the oregano in the chicken water. The stream, I found you finally. Hey, welcome. Yeah, it's good to be here. Get the chickens a week or so. Yeah, I'm going to give them some time, see if they get better. Can you eat the chickens if they're sick? I don't know. But I buried one yesterday. Basil in the water? I don't know. It's just random people. I don't know if this is even good advice. I think that guy's name was like Dumbface69. Hang on. I'll be praying for you and your family's livelihood. Thank you, but it's more about the chickens. Yeah, give me a second. People are so gay. Someone wrote, an eighth or 1/12? Owen has blood of the Jew in him. So stupid. People are such LARPers. It's about rejection of logos. It has nothing to do with blood. Such fucking fags. The blacks would say use Robitussin. That's really funny. Feed them a healthy chicken. Vet. Yeah, well, we're getting some antibiotics from the vet. Colloidal silver is legit. Owen, you might have to just eat them. I'd kill them right away and get rid of their bodies. You don't want to risk it. Yeah, but they're in the garage. Is that bad? Garlic and apple cider keeps bugs out. No, don't eat sick animals. We're not. There's several videos of treating sick chickens. Bring them to the road and see why they cross. It's pretty funny. Colloidal silver is not good, says another random person. Tussin. Nickelback fans are... All right. Well, the name of this episode is called Chicken Little. We're going to watch a cartoon because a lot of you guys enjoy watching the old school cartoons because there's a lot of truth in them. Let's watch some Chicken Little. Then we'll open two letters. And then I'm probably going to vomit. and then clean out a filthy chicken coop. So I hope you're enjoying your day. All right, here we go.
Famous fable Chicken Little might lead you to expect a cartoon in the Silly Symphony series.
Shut up. Show the cartoon.
Actors in order of their appearance are Cocky Locky, head man, chicken inspector, supervisor of egg production. A good guy to know nowadays. This is Henny Penny and the local rocking chair brigade. Always ready to poke their beaks into everybody's business instead of sticking to their knitting. Here we have them at the bridge table. Who are they pecking to pieces now? Let's listen in. Sound just like people, don't they? Now we see them at Madame Poulette's beauty coop, getting the popular red henna rinse. This is Turkey Lurkey and the Smart Set, who spend all day discussing what is wrong with the world. There's this element, too. The Jitterbirds. A pretty feather-brained crowd.
All right, so far we obviously have the Babblers. And now we have the Blacks, and soon we'll be introduced to the Grabblers. There we go. Society never changes. Only the Powerball winner appears to change.
And here are Goosey Poosey and Ducky Lucky and all the other gay ducks. A thirsty lot, always around where there's something to drink. Now, last but not least, here is Chicken...
So we had the, we just showed the Boomers, and now Chicken Little is the Goyim. So don't be Chicken Little.
Playboy and Yo-Yo Champ. A little shy on brains, but a good egg as chickens go. As our story continues, we find all our fine feathered friends happy and contented. And why not? Didn't they have a big strong fence protecting them? But wait a minute. What's this? Aha!
We now see the NGOs, the multinationals, the hats, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. This is just so true. It's insane. Just watch. Here they come.
It's Foxy Loxy, the poultry fancier. Looks like he's taken an interest in our little community. A culinary interest. So why doesn't he just jump in and help himself? Do you suppose it's because of the high fence? Or the locks on the inside? Or the farmer's shotgun?
But I'm not a fox for nothing. Besides, there's more than one way to pluck a chicken. Psychology.
Okay,
why should I just...
So this is one reason why I'm so tuned in to the predatory nature of a lot of groups of people right now, is because of how much I spend my life now protecting animals from predators. Watch this. It just tells you exactly what they're going to do to you and how they do it. And you see it every day. And like Chicken Little, people just walk right into it every day. They even remade Chicken Little to erase the truth of it.
One, when I can get them all. Quote, to influence the masses, aim first at the least intelligent, unquote. Now let's see. Who looks nice and stupid? Cocky Lucky. Turkey Lucky. Ducky Lucky, Goosey Poosey. Henny Penny. Chicken Little. He looks nice and stupid.
Okay, so that's just your typical Ben Shapiro, fan, just with his yo-yo, just like the number one conservative podcast in the world. All right, You guys get it. Here we go. Now, just the story as old as time.
Quote, if you tell him a lie, don't tell a little one. Tell a big one. Unquote.
Okay, would you like to discuss the big lies? I'll give you a hint. One of them has to do with 9 gay guys who died in a rollerblading accident tragically. Another one has to do with men walking around on the moon. Here we go. Let's continue. Here comes climate change. Guys, it's like it's right there for everyone to see, and we all just have to deal with these Chicken Little idiots. Like, climate change is so designed for the Chicken Little retard, just by the guy that wants to get through the fence. It's just like, oh my God, they told us in pop culture and they still do it. It's fucking insane.
This is the voice of doom speaking. Special bullet, flash.
That's the media. That's the media. And by the way, don't think that you're above it when you're one of these, like, and 5G is probably not healthy. I understand all that. But, like, conspiracy guys have just as many of these fucking stupid things, too. This is just basic human nature, how to steal. You just get people really scared. Alex Jones, the biggest person I've ever seen do this is obviously CNN and all those people do that. But that's aimed at such idiots that it's not even worth discussing. You know, and then you have your Ben Shapiro voice of doom where he's talking about, you know, Judeo, Holocaust, all this stuff. But Alex Jones does the same thing. You know, it's just create this cortisol, this tension. It's like, and then you get people to react in fear and give up everything. You know, Dan Crenshaw does the same thing. If we don't stay in Afghanistan, we can have 1,000 9/11s. You can't believe that. You know, I'm just watching these chickens just all right, it'll be a short stream today. I can tell I'm being kind of a dick, but whatever.
It's falling. A piece of it just hit you on the head. Now be calm. Don't get panicky. Run for your life!
The sky is falling! The sky is falling! A piece of it just hit me on the head! The sky is falling! Hurry, hurry! Everybody, the sky is falling! The sky is falling! There you are, you see? Just like I told you, hit me on the head! Sure enough, oh my goodness, how awful, what'll we do? We'll all be killed.
Now look here, what's all the fuss and feathers?
Something awful has happened. A piece of the sky fell down and hit me on the head.
A piece of the sky? Nonsense, it's just a hunk of wood.
Guess that's the end of your stew, Mr. Foxy Loxy.
See, so that's just one. So what happens is the idiot takes it to the babblers, because the babblers love just talking. They love drama, right? And then the alpha rooster, fortunately in this situation, was like, nonsense. I've been there and back. And then the NGO, the hat, the Saturnist, the jet, whatever you want to call them, it doesn't really matter. It's the entity that's trying to get in. And so now back to the drawing board. This happens over and over and over again. That's why when people think that the hats and the NGOs and the evil or whatever, just whatever you want to call them, it doesn't matter, that they have some grand plan. No, they just keep picking. They're just picking, picking, picking. It's like, whatever works will work. So here's another one.
All right now, folks, break it up. Back to business as usual. Oh, wise guy, huh? I'll fix him. Now, let's see now. Ah, here we are. Quote, undermine the faith of the masses in their leaders. Unquote.
Well, I suppose Cocky Locky knows what he's talking about.
Well, yes. He ought to know. But listen, girls. Suppose he's wrong. He's only human, you know. And if he should happen to be wrong, we'd all be killed.
This is also happens all the time. That's one reason why I don't want to just believe the gossip about America. You know, it's like, oh, Trump is, you know, he's owned by the Jew. He's owned by the Jew. It's like, okay, so now you just, does no one understand that that's the easiest way to subvert a population is just get people to not trust any of their leaders, any of their institutions, any, you know, it's like, it's one thing when it's the foreign entities, but it's another when it's like to get people to hate their own police, you know? Like Black Lives Matter got people, like normal people, to just see a cop car and see the enemy. And it's like, that's why yesterday I was talking about the CIA and FBI and stuff where I'm like, I've never met a CIA because I'm rewatching these cartoons. It's like, where is this coming from? This resentment, this like, oh, I mean, everybody works for the hats. Everybody's for the hat. Everybody. It's just. That's one reason why I'm always backing Trump. Like, I will point out wizardry. I will point out when he says something bad. I'm American. I'm allowed to do that. LOL, trust leaders. Oh, yeah. You should back your leaders. You should back your leaders. It's like this whole subversion where it's like you elect a leader in America and then you hate him. It's just so ridiculous. It's so textbook subversion. So watch this.
And now, in my opinion, Cocky Locky shows definite totalitarian tendencies. He's trying to dictate to us. We can judge for ourselves whether the sky is falling or not. Hey, fellas. I hear old Cocky Locky's been hitting the mat.
Guys, this is from like the 40s. It's like, it's exactly what's happening. They use trolls. Like right now, there's probably trolls in here right now being like, Owen's truly crazy. I mean, he's look at him. He's clearly insane. And people will believe it because they're idiots. And back in the day, you used to have more backbone. Like men used to be like, oh, that's just a liar. And now it's like, people believe anything they're told through a wall. You know, it's just insane. No president is elected, they are selected. Okay, Shannon, you're now banned. Banned. Like, women shouldn't even be here. How's that sound? Now watch this.
Lately. Yeah, he's full of corn. His brain is pickled.
Uh-oh, there it goes. The whispering campaign.
Hey, sister, you hear about Cocky Locky? He ain't got all his marbles. Ain't it awful?
Oh, definitely, my dear.
Whoa, what a wolf!
Did you hear? Cocky Locky is wallowing in corn. I bet he's quite a chicken chaser. No, you don't say so. There's no fowl like an old fowl. He's not the cock of the walk anymore.
What?
Someone just pointed out something funny. Someone said, notice the Illuminati one eye through the fence. That's interesting. It's, I'm not saying don't be critical of your leaders. It's just like the gossip to subvert is so obviously happening right now. It's happening everywhere where people are actively rooting against their own alphas. You know, it's just crazy. Because of the babblers.
The walk anymore.
Quote, by the use of flattery, insignificant people can be made to look upon themselves as born leaders. Unquote. Now's your chance, kid. They'll listen to you now. You're
doing great, kid.
Born to be a leader. Go to it.
Let's Listen to me, everybody.
This is Alex Jones right here. This is what I really think Alex Jones is. I don't think he's like counterintelligence mastermind. I really think that he's just been boosted up because he's an idiot. And then whoever boosts him up is like, but just don't mention Israel, kid.
No leader. I'm going to save your lives. I'm going to tell you what to do.
Don't listen to that pipsqueak. The sky isn't falling.
I tell you, there's two falling.
And I tell you it isn't.
There's two.
All right. If the sky is falling, why doesn't it hit me on the head?
Chicken Little's right. What'll we do? Oh, Chicken Little, you've got to help us.
That's called a false flag.
To the cave.
Oh, yeah, that's it, to the cave.
To the cave.
Out the gate. Hurry.
They beg for their own death.
Dinner is served.
Don't worry, folks. This all turns out all right.
Delicious.
Hey, wait a minute. This isn't right. That's not the way it ends in my book.
Oh, yeah? Don't believe everything you read, brother.
I miss cartoons that dark. The FEMA cave. Back in the day, they used to actually show you the darkness of the world, but not anymore. Now it'd just be like, racism! False flag. Yeah, to the FEMA camps, everybody. People think this is a joke. I've seen this cartoon as a kid. Watch, listen, and look at the message in between the lines. That's what we're doing right now. Notice that the glory hole is three Rogan's high. Based cartoon, problem, reaction, solution. Right. It's right there. It's just right there. All right, I'm going to read some letters, and then I'm out. I'm in a terrible mood today because I am sick. All right. And I'm going to have to kill a bunch of roosters myself, or a bunch of chickens myself today. Oh, thank you. That was very generous of you. That cartoon was too amazing. Thank you. Oh, it's true. It's clockwork. And when you can see it happening and no one listens, well, a lot listen, obviously, but just like, you don't have to go into the cave. You know, every chicken doesn't have to go in that cave, you know? Just don't go in the cave. Just because other people are making horrible mistakes around you doesn't mean you have to. You know? It's like, that will help people not feel like they have to do something insane and awful. Because there's so much resentment right now building. You know, especially now that people found out that Jeffrey Epstein won 2 Megalottos. Unreal. But they think it's like, people feel cornered, unheard, censored. Like the world's unfair, and then they do something insane. No, that's part of the Chicken Little script. They want to wind you up so that you prove their narrative. Just avoid it all. You know, don't react. Don't run in the cave. You know, all those birds are like, get out of my way. I'm going to get to the cave. Why do I not like Alex Jones? Just gonna ban this person. Just listen. No, I'll put you in a timeout. Just listen. Just don't be a psychopath. Chicken Little hat. It's funny. Great idea for red pill. See, but this is about to blow your mind. I think Chicken Little is the small hat. In general, I think most small hats are actually the Chicken Little character. I know in the beginning I said that's us, but as I watched that, I realized that it's like. It's like, stop the Federal Reserve. You know, the real evil behind the fence is using the Chicken Little. Like, the Chicken Little hat is not the root of it. They're useful idiots. You know? Like, the real Feast, the real Wolf is much, 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 much more formidable than the hats. Got to have peace in Jesus Christ. Yes. It's literally the only way. Chicken Little sounds just like the hat in the video where he was telling the dude playing his trumpet. Don't get wound up. It's that simple. Get wound up over real life issues and anything in the real. Yeah, exactly. Like, when people are like, so where do you think Epstein is now? 5G, 5G, 5G. The sky's falling. Global warming, global warming. I'm like, I have a plague in my chicken house right now, and I'm probably going to have to kill some chickens that I raised since they were little chickies. Like, I have my own problems. Owen's level 50 thing on this. Oh, well, there's more than just 50 levels. Don't despair. I'm sick. Liberty Lioness. I keep telling everyone I'm sick, not because I want sympathy, but because for those of you just joining, I'm not despairing or upset about the news. I just, like, I'm physically ill. I will get better soon. It's very short term. I'm just letting you know that this is not caused by anything like that. It's literally just a physical reaction. Don't get an Ebola vaccine if they offer one. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I'm not going to. The small hats never forgave Disney for exposing. Yeah, this is by Disney before the hats took it over. Are your kids sick? No. Excellent choice in cartoon. Thank you, Daniel. I think the Chicken Little character on the highest level is the hat. Because it's like, hey, kid, stop the Federal Reserve. You're doing great. Big Bear, you have such a blessing. You have been such a blessing for my husband and I. Thank you for mentioning my blog, Beyond Healthy Sunny, on your live stream. The subscribers really helped. I enjoy your audience as they are more open-minded, which I appreciate. I am quite alone in being a healthcare provider that questions the government, pharma, etc. So I find your attitude and perspective beyond refreshing. Blessings to you and your family. Beyond Healthy Sunny, a.k.a. Sunny Bear. Big Bear, I'm a little late to my attempt at some Red Pill Rooster art for a t-shirt. Also, please bring back more of your hilarious black guy sloth voice. I don't remember that one. Black guy sloth voice. I don't remember that one. They let me in the... Oh, they let me in the big house. Ah, dude, I've done so many streams. I got to... That's from Melancholy Bear. Thank you, Melancholy Bear. Let's see the art you sent. That's cool. Red Pill Rooster. To Owen and Amy. Thank you very much. It's awesome. I'll do one more and then I'm going to go deal with the plague. Did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear that everybody's a liar? You know, if you have leaders, you got leaders. It's one thing to question them. It's another thing to just always subvert. Yeah. I've been getting so many trolls lately. It's unreal. Hey Owen, this is God's Chosen Bear, aka Titus Frost. I am writing to you to say keep doing a great job taking down sacred cows. I was discussing with other content creators that we needed more lulls in this truther movement, and then I came across your channel, which is hilarious and allows me to laugh at the horrible state of the world instead of being led down a path of fear by basically all the other content creators who expose the evil we are up against. I'm a family man with a one-year-old and a three-year-old, and I find the pushing of solid family values and showing your family as a great example of how great life can be is a nice change as well from the typical alt-media fear-based programming. Yes, the fear-based programming is part of the Chicken Little script. Where it's like, you know, 5G, 5G. It's people are just telling you that the world is all about to fall apart. People aren't having children. That's what's causing people not to have children. It's not vaccines. It just isn't. Having a bunch of vaccines at once is unhealthy. Yes, I think it's because they're trying to just cover every base imaginable as they flood us with 80 million non-Americans. But, all right, I highly doubt you're familiar with my work. Someone just said he's a cool dude. Some of you guys know this guy. But I would love to interview you about unauthorized.tv to promote it to my audience of 40,000 on YouTube and more on various other platforms. My YouTube channel is Titus Frost and Titus Frost 1984. I've been a leading voice exposing child sex trafficking scandals such as Epstein and Pizzagate. Hit me up via email or text me if you are interested in doing an interview. Regardless, I want to contact you, send some shekels for the laughs, and let you know that I appreciate the work you're doing. We both have a common enemy. It does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams. Thank you, Titus Bear. That was very inspiring. Yeah, I'm down. I just rarely do that stuff just because I'm just so tired sometimes. But I'm down. Yeah, brush fires of freedom. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, fear is of the enemy. It's a great world. They're purposely overloading us, but it is real. Yeah. BB, raspberry leaves are medicine for fever. Thank you. Old Testament says, banish the unclean, chicken chores will be work today, but necessary. Yeah, it's going to be intense. Banish the unclean. I like that. I'm going to title that. Chicken Little and the banishment of the unclean. That's the thing. It's like, it's not mercy to not quarantine or kill, if necessary, the sick chickens. It will save lives. Walls save lives. You know? It's so, it's so tyrannical female to not understand that like everything has to live. If you try and quote unquote save the sick and keep them with your flock, then more will die. You know? So unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com if you want the new logos, rising shirts, we got some more in. Medium seems to be retracting the story about Epstein winning the lottery. Thoughts? No one cares. Cluck, 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 cluck. Sky is falling. Cluck, 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 cluck. Jews run the street. Dude, I don't even care about Jews. I care about sacred cows. When people say you're not allowed to make fun of Jews, I look at Jews. When people say, oh, you got to use code words, I don't use code words. Because my job as a sacred cow slaughterhouse is to just keep poking at these sacred cows. You know, evil is not starting at the Jew level. It's deeper than that. The Chicken Little is the hat. You know, it's like the real voice behind the wall is the devil. And it's like, hey, come here, Chicken Little. Your average IQ is 117. It's like, oh, really? Really? No, it isn't. If you're right, it's so easily proven that the Ashkenazi Jew IQ is not average 117. I saw Stefan Molyneux say that. And then he also was saying, like, Stefan Molyneux's mother is Jewish. I didn't know that. Not that it matters. The ethnic thing is a lie anyway, but it's just like that whole, like, the reason that they run the government is because they're so smart, is so stupid. Like, the smartest people are farmers. Guys are bailing, the sky is falling. Guys are bawling, the sky is falling. Right, the sky isn't falling. That's the shirt, Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse. That's right. The hats create the chaos. Yeah, but it's not just the hats. That's also a Freemasonic slogan, is order out of chaos. So they create the chaos to extract the intended order from it. And you see it happening all the time. And it's to consolidate wealth and power. So just question why you think a certain way about an institution or a person. Like, why do you just hate Trump or why do you just love Trump? Is it because someone was whispering through a fence? You know? All right, pal. 117 IQ is average, though. I think 120 is average IQ. Well, then you're retarded because the average is 100. You'd be the revealer of the spells. Right. Holy cow, right? Isn't it interesting how language works? Owen, will you be on Lotter with Crowder anytime soon? No. Maynard is a farmer. He seems like a pretty smart guy. Sounds like, I don't know what that word means. This is a great article. Jewish intellectual supremacy, a refutation. As you say, the article confirms the hat creates nothing. They're Chicken Little, though. They're not the voice behind the fence. I think a lot of people put too much weight in the hat, in the hats, the small hats. They're dupes. They don't like how short they are, and they don't like how asymmetrical they look. And for that reason, they're so easily tricked. Because they all get hurt too when you have to go into the cave. You know, and the wolf says, the coyote sends everyone into the FEMA camp. The hats are there too. Did you Crowder and Crenshaw having a softball interview about stealing our gun? Did you see Crowder and Crenshaw having a softball interview about stealing our gun rights? Crenshaw's part of stealing your gun rights. He's one of the characters of Chicken Little. Defense Hole is a modern day TV. Well said, Red Pill Frog. Don't give the hat so much credit. It's true. The hats are dupes. I know accountants that didn't know we were off the gold standard. Satan is the puppet master. Yes, but God creates everything, even the puppets. You know, you only become a puppet if you choose to be a puppet. But yes, Satan is the puppet master. Exactly my point. Hail Mary, give praise to Mary. No. I don't like to pray. I don't like to hail Mary. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Is Tucker really down right now? Yes. He may be replaced by Ben Shapiro, which would make Ben Shapiro the most hated man in America. According to Paul Joseph Watson, rumors are swirling that Tucker Carlson's sudden vacation from his Fox News show was actually a suspension, with some even suggesting that Ben Shapiro could ultimately take his place. If Ben Shapiro replaced Tucker Carlson, everybody would hate him. All right. Jeffrey Epstein won the Oklahoma Powerball lottery July 2nd, 2008. If you think that's coincidence, you're about to walk into a cave. All right, I got to get out of here. I'm sick and I'm being a grumpy F-U-C-K-E-R. Have a great day, everybody. I didn't mean to be a bummer, but it's probably pretty funny to see me being a bummer. Hope you feel better soon. Yeah, I got to take care of these chickens. Tucker is the man, yeah. I need some brain force. I got the documents. Do you like PJW, Owen? To a degree. What if the puppet Prince Andrew used Shapiro? I don't know. It's way too intense. My brain is... It feels like there's a nail in my brain. All right. So, yeah, unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. I'll see you guys soon.